Joining me here in the studio, Jesse LaRocque and Mark Mitchell, and I welcome them. They're the owners, administrators, and web master of the website Vermonters Concerned on Native American Affairs. It's a fabulous website. Mark, you started up this website. Could you tell me what was your inspiration to get started on that?
Oh, inspiration. I was the chair of the Vermont Commission on Native American Affairs in 2006 and appointed by Governor Douglas. And it didn't take long to realize that the commission did not have a website, number one, and then number two, the state was not going to respond to the immediate needs of this new commission. It was important that we were able to provide, through the technology highway, information on exactly what the commission was doing, and to provide just a host of... It was privately owned because I had to purchase the website myself. The state provided no taxpayer money. And after my two-year term, we decided to move on and continue the website.
Great. Well, I'm sure glad you did, because it's a wonderful resource. When you're looking for information and you don't often see it in our local papers, it's nice to see that there are other things. That, how do you do that? How do you find those articles that come from all over New England about Indian affairs?
Well, trying to perfect an easy way is that a lot of the information comes emailed to me.
Uh-huh.
And then I sort it out early in the morning before I go to work.
Uh-huh.
And I pick and choose.
Yeah, yeah.
Our focus is certainly Vermont. Our focus is New Hampshire, New England.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certainly a lot of national issues also.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Jesse, where do you come in on this? You're the webmaster, and you actually put things up on the website and help Mark with that forming it on the website, or?
Okay, well, basically what happens is Mark is the administrator, which means that he does the day-to-day adding things, taking things away, putting on videos, and my job as webmaster is to make sure that the site stays running. In other words, I change the oil every 3,000 miles and make sure I have enough pressure in the tire so it can keep on rolling.
Uh-huh. Oh, yep. Good for you.
Yep. So if he has any questions, he calls me, and then I answer him, and he goes and puts on things every single week and emails a huge list of people
uh-huh.
that have subscribed and would like to have new updated information.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to have to get on that mailing list then, huh? So this is every time you update, you mail to your mailing list that...
Well, I do try to update daily.
Mm-hmm.
I do the best I can in emailing the email list.
Yeah.
I do encourage people to check daily, but I do have a full-time job also.
Yeah.
We do this for simply to give back to the community.
Right.
This is all volunteer. Mm-hmm. There's no money to be made in this.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we do allow people to advertise. All they need to do is just contact us
uh-huh.
and have a link to go to.
The other thing, too, I want to mention is that a lot of people that work for the state of Vermont actually use this website, because there is a menu link on the left-hand side that says VTGov Sites. So if you click on it, it will give you a list of every single state commission within mm-hmm. Vermont, and you can go down through the list, get to the bottom of the page, go to page two, and read and read and read, and if it's not there, then the state of Vermont doesn't have a commission on it,
uh-huh.
which is really nice.
You were talking about maybe doing some radio links.
Yep, exactly, and what we put on the front page, today we built it, was all the news that's fit to print and some that's not.
Uh-huh.
So none of it is political on our opinion or this and that. It's just straight up reporting the news, no taking sides. So, and keeping neutral is really important when you're delivering the news to everybody.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
So the radio thing, I like that, because we should put a link on our website for radios, native radio stations, so they could go to a page and have their choice of what radio station they'd like to hear on the website.
Right. So this has actually been going since your term ended 2 years ago?
This will be, I guess, on the web for 4 years next
four
month.
4 years.
I think
wow.
it's 1,550 days of nonstop action, with the exception of a couple, 2 or 3 days last week when the site was on vacation. Back soon.
Yeah. I noticed that. You know, one thing that I found, that you had the agenda up and all the minutes from the meetings, and they're not. It's not even on the Vermont government site. So I was really happy to have that information. I haven't yet seen the minutes from the meeting that happened last week. Were either of you there at that meeting with the commission had in Montpelier?
No, I attended the first meeting, but I certainly don't have time to attend all of them.
Yeah.
But the minutes should be up on our website, though. I would say their meeting was last Tuesday.
Yeah. It should
be. I would estimate by next Wednesday. Under the open record law, that I should be having a copy of.
Yes.
So that's how you get the information, is you don't wait around, you're proactive. And that's the way the website is.
So you know when they, because it's a public meeting and it's a state of Vermont commission, they have to publish their minutes and agenda?
That's correct.
But they don't have to just give it out freely. You actually have to request it. And then we put it on the site.
So you request it personally, or you request it for your website, or how does that happen?
I request it personally for my website.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And then you put it on for everyone to see. This is really a good service that you're doing. I really think that you should be commended for it. Really, it's a good service.
Want to hear something funny?
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. Some people emailed us and said, well, we're really angry that you're making all this money from the advertisements on the side of your website. And Mark and I laughed, thought that was the greatest thing. The reality is that wrote them back and said, those people pay nothing. If it's a decent website that they're advertising, okay, and it's a service, then we're happy to give them free space, such as the Western Abenaki Dictionary.
Yes.
Okay. That is an effort by a group of people to keep the language from dying.
Yeah.
So they get space. No problem there.
Right. You're right.
Yeah. Jesse Bruchak on the Western Abenaki language website.
Yeah.
He actually has the MP3s you can play.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also YouTube videos. So
I haven't seen those.
Yep, you can actually check them out right on our website. There's a search feature on the website that anything you're looking for, type in the word, press enter, and you get to look at, I think it's 1,400 different news articles since the site was started, and they're all there for you, easily indexed, instantly.
Oh, nice. Wow. Good for you. I love that the news from Indian country now is also TV, internet TV, right? It's terrific. Of course, you have a little experience yourself in making videos and putting them up on YouTube and different places.
You'd be surprised what you can do with a $79 camera from Walmart.
A video camera, right? Yeah.
Nope, just a regular camera. It's right off the shelf.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, Mark has a really nice camera, and he does videos as well.
Fantastic. So is there a link for some of your videos, or?
The YouTube link on the website goes directly to my account.
So do you ever record, like, speeches or teachings or anything like that?
Well, not really.
You did record Luke Willard being elected chair, and there's a video of that right on the website, which was really historic in so many ways.
Right, and well, Right, and some of the videos are of dancers at powwows and things like that. But, I mean, again, time is everything, and the site has grown tremendously over 4 years, and there's certainly the latest feature is you can take any article and now post it to your Facebook or to your Twitter or whatever, the other hundreds and hundreds of different social networks that are out there today.
Yeah.
So we continue to brainstorm and find the available time to grow. It's where other people spend their money going to movies. We spend it on continuously continuing this website.
Yeah, it took us 2 whole days to get the site up and running. For a total cost, I got to tell this out loud, a total cost of $200.
Now, do you have to pay a fee every year or?
Yes, that $200 covered 2 whole years.
Uh-huh. Wow. Good for you. Let's give that website out, Mark.
It's vcnaa.com, and or you could Google
VCNAA.
VCNAA, correct.
Uh-huh. And that's Vermonters Concerned on Native American Affairs.
That's too much to type. We just type VCNAA and press enter, and lo and behold, it'll be at the top of the list in Google, Yahoo, and MSN.
All right. That's terrific. So you're not really finding any conflict with the Vermont.gov site?
Who?
We're not there to compete with anyone.
Right.
We're not even angry that they stole our name. That's okay.
And again, it's not a competition.
Right.
We provide a service. We provide native news. People can check it out. They can like it. They can dislike it. They can return. They can stay away. We do the best we can, and with the time permitting, and it is what it is.
And if you have hours and hours, or even days that you wish to spend on our website reading, enjoying videos, then you can. But if you only have 10 minutes, then you can go to the Vermont.gov site and go through all 4 of their pages.
I think there's a commission also set up in New Hampshire now, right? Similar commission? Or
well, I know that they passed this last legislative session to create a commission. I do not believe that it's actually a sitting commission at this time.
Okay. Yeah.
But we would know if there was.
Right.
It would be on the website before we even knew it.
Yeah.
But you are absolutely right. There are a lot of things going on in New England, in the state of Maine, state of Massachusetts, state of Connecticut, and certainly the state of New York.
Yeah. Joining me in the air studio tonight is Mark Mitchell and Jesse LaRocque, and they're talking about their website, Vermonters Concerned on Native American Affairs. That's vcnaa.com. People are sending you emails, but do you ever like Google or use any of those other kind of search engines for information?
Well, I mean, certainly individuals send a lot of what they consider a press release or news release. It's subjected to whether or not I wish to publish it or not. Mm-hmm. A lot I do. I don't need to Google anything anymore. A lot of it is just I belong to a lot of lists, so it's technically it comes to me every day as opposed to me having to go look. So it's just time management on my part. I mean, most articles are the full article. Mm-hmm. It's just on the front page. You'd have to click on Read More,
right,
to get the complete article, and then certainly the link to where the article comes from.
Yeah.
You want to have about 8 articles that they can preview on the front page. And if you had one full article, that's all the people would see.
Right. Yeah. So it's like organizing that web page.
Absolutely.
That's where the webmaster comes in.
That's it. I compress a button like no one's business.
Jesse, where did you learn all this?
I had Mark asked me, he said, so what are we going to do? I want to build a website, but how hard is it? And I said, well, you have to open your wallet and break out some of that moldy money, and and we'll have it done. So it took us 2 days. And in order to build that website, I had to read a 300-page manual, and it took me about an hour and a half because it had a lot of pictures.
Okay.
Not many words.
Wow, I'm so impressed.
And then Mark says, well, I've never done anything like this. I said, can you type an email and press send? He goes, yes. I said, you're hired. That's all you have to do to build this website. And he did really well, and he's been going ever since.
Yeah, it's quite exciting. Do you find that people are contacting you from outside of Vermont as well as Vermonters?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And our and the email list that we do send out our updates is anywhere from 600 to 800 email addresses. So for those that do want to join and receive the updates, is simply email us through the website.
All right.
And provide your email.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on the top banner, what you'll see is we reserve the right to publish or not all news articles and press releases, which means we're not. It's not compulsory for us to publish everything that people suggest we publish.
Right.
Especially if it's hate monger stuff or backstabbing, fighting, or political views that, you know, we don't agree with. Simple as that.